Once upon a time, there was a girl named Jessica. She lived with her mother in Germany. They lived in a mansion. They lived happily in fun and laughter. One day, Jessica's mom died. When Jessica's stepfather heard about it, he rushed over to take care of her. At first, Jessica's stepfather was nice, and then he became as mean as a cheetah finds a food. Jessica was forced to go around. She had to do all the work that no one wanted to do. Jessica's stepfather had 2 daughters and 2 sons. The 5 of them were very mean. One day, a letter came from the prince. There was a ball. Then they all got ready and all went to the ball except Jessica. She stayed home doing all the work. When they were out of sight, Jessica started to cry. She was so, so sad. Then a fairy godmother appeared. She said, "Why are you crying?" Jessica said, "I want to go to the ball so, so, so much." "Okay, you can go," Jessica said, "but I'm in rags." The fairy godmother said, "I can use my magic to make you have on a beautiful dress of gold and slippers to go to the ball and have fun." "You can," said Jessica. "I can," said the fairy godmother. "Can you do it right now, please?" "Yes, I will." So she did. And Jessica was at the ball. She spotted the prince as soon as she walked in. The prince saw her too. They started to dance, and soon they fell in love. Jessica remembered that her fairy godmother said, "At midnight, be back or you'll be sorry." She went as fast as she could. She ran so fast she did not notice she lost her golden slipper. When she got back, she was back in rags and flopped in bed to pretend she was there all the time, all along. When the daughters and sons and stepfather came home, they saw Jessica laying in bed. And so to tell Jessica about the girl at the ball, the prince put out a letter at every house saying whoever fit the slipper, he would marry. When the daughters heard about it, they got all ready. When they got to their house, they went crazy and then tried on the slipper. It did not fit. Then Jessica tried. It fit. Then she got the other one out. Then the prince and Jessica got married and lived happily ever after in Germany. They lived in the castle, and the step people had to do all of the work that no one wanted to do. And you know the story. They got married too and were very nice and always a good talk to whoever they saw.